President Biden is preparing for his first trip to South Korea on Friday. He'll meet the country's new president, who took office just last week. The summit comes as North Korea appears to be getting ready to test an intercontinental ballistic missile. North Korea is also in the midst of what looks like a big wave of COVID-19 cases. But so far, that hasn't stopped the missile tests. And for the first time in 5 years, the country may be about to test a nuclear weapon. NPR's Anthony Kuhn reports.
Deep in the mountains of North Korea, about 60 miles from the border with China, there's a village called Punggye-ri. And near that village is North Korea's main nuclear test site.
Imagine that you're next to a creek, and all around you are these very tall mountains.
Jeffrey Lewis is an arms control expert at the Middlebury Institute of International Studies in Monterey, California.
To your north, there is a tunnel entrance, and inside that mountain, there is a network of tunnels where North Korea did 5 of its last 6 nuclear tests.
The other test was done in the same complex, but in a different tunnel. North Korea partially dismantled Punggye-ri in 2018. It declared a moratorium on nuclear testing and began a year-long period of summit diplomacy. This March, Lewis looked at satellite pictures and saw signs of construction, suggesting that North Korea could be planning to resume nuclear testing. One danger of underground nuclear tests is that radiation could leak out. But Lewis believes Punggye-ri is pretty solid.
There are several hundred meters of granite above those test tunnels, which is more than enough to contain even very large nuclear explosions.
There are, of course, riskier ways of testing atomic bombs than detonating them underground. Adam Mount, a fellow at the Federation of American Scientists, explains.
The major risk is that they mount a nuclear warhead on a ballistic missile, fire it over Japan into the Pacific, and detonate it above the surface of the water.
This year, North Korea has tested many kinds of missiles, long-range, short-range, submarine-launched, train-launched, hypersonic, and cruise missiles. Mount says all of these may carry nuclear warheads, which first need to be tested.
Depending which systems they want to make nuclear capable, it may require them to develop a generation of new nuclear warheads for those systems.
North Korea needs to miniaturize the warheads, and to make its nuclear deterrent credible, Mount says, they need to prove the weapons really work.
Until Kim Jong-un is sure that the United States believes that he has a functional nuclear deterrent, he may have an incentive to continue to demonstrate that he does. Kim Jong-un has a very strong incentive to convince the U.S. president personally.
President Biden will meet with South Korean President Yoon Suk-yeol this Sunday in Seoul, and experts think that a nuke test this month is highly likely. This test would signal the end of a 5-year-long testing moratorium. By scrapping the moratorium, Jeffrey Lewis says, Pyongyang will be clearing away a major obstacle to its nuclear ambitions.
When Kim Jong-un agreed to stop testing long-range missiles, and when he agreed to stop exploding nuclear weapons, that was a real constraint, not on his deterrent that he had at that time, but on his ability to build the deterrent that he is about to embark on.
With nuclear talks between the U.S. and North Korea stalled since 2019, the prospect of negotiating a new moratorium appears for now to be nowhere on the horizon. Anthony Kuhn, NPR News, Seoul.